Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on the technical overview of Windows SharePoint Service and Office SharePoint Server 2007. My name is Carl Middlebrooks. The new Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007 works with Windows SharePoint Service to provide a better overall experience. Today's session is going to give a technical overview of Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 and Office SharePoint Server 2007, collectively known as SharePoint 2007. SharePoint 2007 was designed around a central vision and related goals. Along with outlining these goals, we will discuss how this integrates with the overall Office 2007 vision. With an ever-increasing amount of content within an organization, it is becoming important for companies to embrace enterprise content management, ECM, strategies. We're going to show how SharePoint 2007 goals can help your company achieve optimal content management. We will then go into more detail on the specific feature areas in SharePoint 2007, collaboration, portal, search, content management, business intelligence, business forms, and platform services. Each of these feature areas emphasizes improvements that have been made in SharePoint 2007 to aid enterprise management. With users becoming more mobile and the need to communicate with not only employees, but partners and customers as well, organizations need to develop better ways of communication and collaboration. We will show how SharePoint 2007 can facilitate this collaboration, and we will introduce some concepts related to collaboration, blogs, wikis, and really simple syndication, RSS. Finally, we will look at business intelligence. We will discuss how business intelligence allows you to deliver mission-critical information throughout your organization to the right people at the right time in an easy-to-use format. Along with business intelligence, we will introduce other useful tools such as dashboards and scorecards. We will also show how the SharePoint Report Center assists with business intelligence. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. Here's a brief overview of what would be helpful, but not essential, for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we've listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. We're going to be introducing the newest version of Windows SharePoint Services. It would be helpful if you had some experience with or knowledge of Windows SharePoint Service version 2, including the portal sites. SharePoint Portal Server has been replaced with Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007. However, some of the knowledge of the previous server would be helpful when we are covering the history of SharePoint and to reference improvements with the new server. It would also be helpful to have knowledge of Windows Server 2003 administration, as many of the areas we will discuss pertain to server administration. To cover the topics mentioned and to keep the session flow going, we've divided the session up into the following agenda items. We're going to start this session by outlining SharePoint 2007 goals. With the many IT challenges today revolving around content management and communication, SharePoint has been developed to assist administrators and users to be productive and efficient. The SharePoint vision is a subset of the larger Office 2007 vision, which we will also briefly examine. Next, we're going to introduce SharePoint 2007. In this section, we will examine the SharePoint feature wheel and look at the functional architecture of SharePoint 2007. We're going to discuss in more detail how SharePoint helps with content management through its enterprise content management structure. Finally, we're going to go into more detail on each feature area in the SharePoint wheel. We will look at the new portal design and features that have been developed to ease management and make SharePoint easier to use. Collaboration and communication, as well as business intelligence, will be covered in this section. Many of today's IT challenges are related to server-based websites and applications. In particular, there are too many disparate sites with incompatible content management, collaboration, and administration models, Also, there are web-based line of business applications that require separate logons due to different security models that are difficult to use due to different user interfaces and that lack the flexibility for enhancement due to custom coding. Within an organization, there can be islands of information and applications. Similarly, different departments can have separate websites and information stores. This leads to many problems, including slow responses to business and user needs. There is also poor sharing of information within the company. Users may have to struggle to find the relevant content, data, and people they need. Without a unified information plan, there can be costly custom development and maintenance. Finally, there is increasing information management risk associated with these separate information stores. Microsoft provides a solution to these IT challenges. Microsoft SharePoint products and technologies provide a single, unified, enterprise-ready solution that boosts organizational effectiveness by streamlining business processes and making information sharing intuitive and easy through the best integration with familiar desktop applications and tools. In addition to controlling and reusing content while reducing information management risk, SharePoint enables faster and more insightful decision-making. Advantages from a decision-maker's perspective fall into three categories: functional, emotional, and economic. From the functional standpoint, SharePoint improves employee efficiency and empowers users to share, find, understand, and use information. The emotional aspect involves being an enabler of people and organizational effectiveness and having the confidence you possess the right information to make decisions. Finally, a decision maker is interested in the bottom line. Therefore, SharePoint allows for a quicker ROI, or return on investment, with the ability to grow as needs of the organization and employees change. An IT professional may see different advantages to using SharePoint. Functionally, SharePoint is a single, integrated, enterprise-ready product that is easy to maintain and deploy while providing great out-of-the-box value. SharePoint allows IT professionals to have tighter control of data and access and allows for greater involvement in strategic tasks. This SharePoint vision is part of the larger Office vision, to provide a system of software and services that empowers people to drive organizational success by maximizing employee impact, reducing information risk, enabling efficient decision-making, and connecting with customers and partners. SharePoint technologies have been updated and refined over the years. SharePoint was introduced in 2001 with SharePoint Team Services version 1 and SharePoint Portal Server 2001. In 2003, Microsoft released a newer version of Windows SharePoint Services and the SharePoint Portal Server. In addition, organizations could integrate Microsoft Content Management Server, MCMS, 2002 with Windows SharePoint Services and Office SharePoint Portal Server 2003. Windows SharePoint Services and SharePoint Portal Server 2003 provided collaboration and intranet portal site features such as search, alerts, and notifications, as well as document versioning that you could use to organize, share, and find important information located throughout your organization. MCMS 2002 offers web content management features such as authoring and presentation templates, content scheduling and workflow, and dynamic page assembly. With the newest releases of SharePoint technology, Microsoft wanted to combine all of the necessary features into a single solution. This was accomplished through version 3 of Windows SharePoint Server and the replacement of SharePoint Portal Server 2003 with Office SharePoint Server 2007. SharePoint has had tremendous momentum in the past 2 years. It has leveraged the market momentum through broad platform adoption. Portal collaboration and leadership have resulted in over 300 case studies on www.microsoft.com, and SharePoint Services rates number 1 in Forrester and Gartner Leaders Quadrant. In addition, SharePoint is involved in a growing developer community of over 800 partners. There is a growing number of SharePoint application and web parts available. Before delving into specific SharePoint investment areas, let's examine the overall Office system investments. Each investment area requires both client and server advancements. As work requirements evolve, organizations need to have the right tools to meet these needs and provide new capabilities. Although the traditional authoring analysis and communication tools remain relevant, they are not meeting the current requirements on their own to enable information workers to adapt to the onslaught of new data. Already, information work solutions are becoming more deeply integrated with network infrastructure and are better able to support critical capabilities like information rights management, and are expanding to provide richer communications and collaboration channels for teams and organizations. Looking ahead to the next few years, we see opportunity in organizations of all sizes to maximize employee and workgroup impact, connect effectively with customers and partners, enable informed and timely decision-making, and manage and protect information in today's corporate environment. Microsoft is focusing on 5 major areas to provide workers and organizations with the means to compete and win in an environment of accelerated change. Enterprise content management works towards 2 objectives: streamline content management and streamline processes. We will expand on Office 2003 document management to allow better policy management of content across the organization. For corporate developers, we will be delivering a platform on which they can easily build and deliver rich solutions that incorporate workflow, business system integration, and Office client familiarity. We will continue to invest in team effectiveness and will be expanding this to include integrated communications and the ability to work easily with partners and customers. We will make it easy to find, analyze, and use the expertise and data hidden within an organization and its business systems to make better informed decisions both personally and within a team. We will continue to invest in providing tools for individuals to be productive and effective. By enabling individuals to perform more sophisticated tasks themselves and providing more self-help and community-based help options, we will make individuals more self-sufficient. These capabilities are all based on some fundamental concepts: security, manageability, and reliability. We are making investments in establishing a digital connection with customers, making deployment and patching simpler, and providing software that is secure by design and default. The 2007 Microsoft Office suites will support Windows XP Service Pack 1 and above for clients, and Windows Server 2003 and SQL Server 2000 and later for servers. Let's move on to our next agenda item. Now that we've outlined some of the goals of SharePoint 2007, let's delve deeper into the actual product. SharePoint 2007 has been redesigned to focus on some key areas. In the center of these feature areas is platform services, which include workspaces, management, security, storage, topology, and site model. Office SharePoint Server 2007 helps organizations provide business intelligence, or BI, capabilities to all employees so that they can share, control, and reuse business information in order to make better business decisions. The BI features in Office SharePoint Server 2007 provide web and programmatic access to published Office Excel spreadsheets, programmatic reuse of critical LOB, line of business data, and easy development of web-based BI dashboards that can incorporate rich, data-bound KPIs, web parts, and published spreadsheets. Windows SharePoint Services helps teams stay connected and productive by providing easy access to the people, documents, and information they need to make more informed decisions and get the job done. Enhancements in Windows SharePoint Services version 3 make it easier than ever to share documents, track lists, use email effectively, and share ideas and information. The portal components of Office SharePoint Server 2007 include features that are especially useful for designing, deploying, and managing enterprise intranet portals, corporate intranet presence websites, and divisional portal sites. The portal components also make it easy to connect to people within the organization with the right skills, knowledge, and project experience. The search component of Office SharePoint Server 2007 has been significantly enhanced by this release of SharePoint products and technologies. The new features provide a consistent and familiar search experience, increased relevance of search results, new functions to search for people and expertise, the ability to index and search data in LoB applications, and improved manageability and extensibility. The new and enhanced content management features in Office SharePoint Server 2007 fall within three areas: document management, records management, and web content management. Finally, Microsoft Office Forms Server 2007 helps organizations streamline forms-driven business processes with easy-to-use, intelligent, XML-based electronic forms that integrate smoothly with existing systems. This security-enhanced client-server platform provides rapid solution creation and deployment, centralizes form management and maintenance, and helps to extend business processes to customers, partners, and suppliers. The SharePoint feature areas can be broken down into a more detailed functional architecture. Architecturally, we've designed the applications and services in a componentized way so that they can be easily integrated with each other. This architecture enables us to make improvements in each of the components more rapidly and independently in the future. Applications and services are separated into the feature areas we just discussed: collaboration, portal, search, content management, business processes, and business intelligence. Shared services enable server consolidation by enabling services to be shared by subfarms. These services include user profiles, audiences, indexing, search, business data catalog, single sign-on, and usage analytics. Next, SharePoint builds upon platform services. The areas of concentration are storage, security, management, deployment, site model, and extensibility. Operating system services are based upon ASP.NET and include database services as well as search and workflow services. Enterprise Content Management, or ECM, is a concept that every organization should be familiar with. As communication has become facilitated by digital improvements, organizations are faced with larger amounts of data than ever before. This data is presented in a multitude of formats such as images, text documents, web pages, spreadsheets, presentations, graphics, drawings, email, video, and multimedia. Many times this data can be difficult to manage, which necessitates an overall ECM structure. Besides the unwieldy bulk of information, organizations must consider the fact that the ECM lifecycle is extensive, moving information from creation and capture, to management, to sharing and collaboration, to publication, and finally, archival or disposal. All this has forced organizations to revisit the challenge of content management within the enterprise and move beyond traditional filing and document repository systems. Explicit requirements within each of the major categories of document management, records management, web content management, and forms management need to be addressed in the context of an overall ECM strategy. With the release of Office 2007, Microsoft has built a world-class enterprise ECM platform with an integrated architecture that anticipates the recognized challenges of enterprise content management. As part of the Office SharePoint Servers 2007, Microsoft provides comprehensive ECM capabilities to make its overall ECM vision available to all organizations. Microsoft's ECM design philosophy has been to create an integrated ECM platform based on a common framework of components and technologies designed for scalability, interoperability, and stability. A unified architecture provides a common set of services, for example, the WebPart framework, integrated search, integrated user management and user rights, digital rights management, workflow, security model, and collaboration, as well as a unified repository infrastructure for storing ECM objects of all types and sizes. This ensures integration and consistency across the various ECM components such as document management, records management, web content management, and forms management. Microsoft's unified ECM architecture supports individuals, teams, and business units through intranet, extranet, and internet sites. Microsoft's ECM solution helps organizations realize their document management goals by enabling appropriate policies at every step of the document's lifecycle. Centralized repositories improve information discovery, and policies can be set that facilitate the document's tracking throughout the organization using labels and barcodes. Microsoft Document Management capability harnesses the collective expertise of the organization and facilitates workflow through collaborative tools such as document check-in and check-out, version control, and workflows to automate the approval and review processes. Records management capabilities in SharePoint servers give records managers the ability to set up a records repository according to the organization's file plan. This repository ensures that records are not altered and allows for multiple libraries to organize different types of business records. Records can be captured from external sources like document management systems, email servers, and Microsoft Outlook, and routed to the correct location in the repository. Web content management capabilities in SharePoint servers include rich authoring capabilities for business users using a simple browser-based editor. Authoring can be done in the context of the web page, as well as with the use of Microsoft Word, which has conversion functionality that translates these pages to HTML. Web content management capabilities also include a site variation management system that enables users to manage the site in several forms, publish in multiple languages, and push content to mobile devices. Form Services provides the ability to create forms that can be filled out using a variety of web browsers through the internet, an extranet, or an intranet. New forms can be created using pre-designed template parts to ensure consistency across all form solutions. User acceptance and uptake will be increased thanks to an intuitive interface that integrates with common Microsoft applications such as Word, Outlook, and FrontPage, and web browsers. Reliance on IT is minimized thanks to a familiar interface that allows users to make ECM an extension of their normal workload. IT maintenance time is further reduced by the fact that the solution can be centrally deployed and managed using common tools and services. Windows SharePoint Services gives customers integrated platform services, making it easy for small businesses as well as entire enterprises to immediately deliver improved collaboration capabilities and IT benefits using their existing investments. Platform services have been improved with the new version of Windows SharePoint Services. First, there have been improvements to usability, navigation, security trimming, and customization to provide a better user experience. The SharePoint platform operates on an ASP.NET 2.0 foundation. As a result, improvements have been made with web parts, master pages, and pluggable authentication. More customization is available with this release, including templates and feature extensibility. Platform services are stored in a list repository, and these lists have been enhanced. You can now scale the list, and there is even versioning capability within the lists. Manageability has also been improved with easier backup for IT administrators. The recycle bin is not only used to dispose of documents that are no longer needed, but administrators can also restore documents to their original state. Extranet deployment has been made easier with Active Directory Federation Services, or ADFS, and reverse proxy support. Finally, there's the option for full or side-by-side upgrades. One of the greatest improvements is the seamless integration with Office SharePoint Server 2007. Office SharePoint Server 2007 is tightly integrated with familiar client desktop applications, email, and web browsers to provide a consistent user experience that simplifies how people interact with content, processes, and business data. This tight integration, coupled with robust out-of-the-box functionality, helps you employ services and facilitates product adoption. By specifying security settings, storage policies, auditing policies, and expiration actions for business records in accordance with compliance regulations, you can ensure that your sensitive business information can be controlled and managed effectively. By integrating Office SharePoint Server 2007 with familiar desktop applications, Policy settings are rendered onto client applications in the Microsoft 2007 Office system, making it simpler for employees to be aware of and comply with regulatory requirements. Managing multilingual content is simplified through new document library templates that are specifically designed to maintain a relationship between the original version and different translations of a document. Authoring, business document processing, web content management and publishing, records management, and policy management are all supported with multilingual publishing. For example, you can translate a document from English to German and French without altering the original. Let's look at some of SharePoint's new features. Now that we've looked at the structure of SharePoint 2007, including how it integrates with ECM, let's examine the SharePoint feature areas pertaining to business intelligence. With the development of SharePoint 2007, there were several portal investment areas. First, Microsoft wanted to integrate the portal site with Windows SharePoint services. In addition, there were intranet portal templates, including topics and site directory. Next, there was a concentration on people and expertise search. This led to the introduction of a people-specific search tab and an expansion of the social network. My site was redesigned with an improved public and personal homepage. Through distribution lists and security groups, users can provide better targeting and personalization. Finally, profile store improvements include scalability, a flexible schema, and LDAP synchronization. Companies' collaboration requirements have increased, with companies going global, using mobile workers and off-site workers, and the need to communicate directly with customers and partners, as well as employees. SharePoint has adapted to these growing needs to include several new collaboration features. Core improvements to collaboration with SharePoint revolve around tracking and project management. These improvements can be seen in the document library improvements. Users can check out documents locally, which allows them to make changes to the document and save it on their local computer, while others can still view the original document. Once the user makes a change to the document and then imports it back, SharePoint keeps track of the versions for better document tracking. SharePoint has a tree view, which allows users to easily locate the document they need. Since Office 2007 has been designed to be integrated with all the other applications, SharePoint is integrated with Outlook. This integration with Outlook provides other benefits. Outlook allows users to work with personal and team data in one place. Users can have read and write access to SharePoint data types, such as the calendar, tasks, contact discussions, and documents. Synchronization between SharePoint and Outlook allows users to have offline support and anywhere access to these data types. In addition, SharePoint includes an improved calendar. Some examples are richer calendar views, recurrent support for tasks and meetings, and the ability to specify all-day events. Enhanced support for wikis and blogs on Windows SharePoint services makes it easy for teams to capture, archive, and reuse communal knowledge. A weblog, which is usually shortened to blog, is a website where regular entries are made, similar to a diary or journal. A typical blog combines text, images, links to other blogs, web pages, and other media related to its topic. With SharePoint, users can use the familiar Word interface to create blog posts, complete with pictures, rich formatting, spelling checker, and more, and then quickly publish them to many common blog services. Blogs give employees the opportunity to communicate ideas in an informal environment and provide an outlet for open dialogue. For example, an expert on a topic can start a blog to inform other users in the company about his area of expertise, facilitating easy access to information. While blogs offer a useful communication tool, the information presented within the blog is static. On the other hand, a wiki allows for greater collaboration with a dynamic website. A wiki is a type of website that allows users to add, remove, edit, and change all content very quickly and easily, which allows for effective collaboration. Most people are familiar with the concept of wikis because of Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, but wikis can also help manage open, unstructured business information. SharePoint has built-in support for wikis to allow for inline browser editing. In addition, SharePoint encourages collaboration through wikis with features like version history and rollback. A third area of enhancement in collaboration with SharePoint is really simple syndication, or RSS. Although RSS is often used for news information, it is not limited to only relaying news. Pretty much anything that can be broken down into discrete items can be syndicated through RSS. The recent changes page of a wiki, a change log of source code check-ins, and even the revision history of a book. Once something is made into RSS format, you can watch the XML file and quickly see whenever an update has occurred. Instead of manually updating the RSS feed, you can subscribe to software that will monitor it for you. RSS-aware programs are popular in the blogging community, and many blogs make content available in RSS. SharePoint has enhanced support of RSS feeds. There are web parts available to display RSS feeds in your SharePoint site and provide updates when available. Forms services enable organizations to reach more customers, partners, and suppliers with user-friendly forms. Form services also accelerate forms-driven business processes through data integration and also rapidly develop and deploy sustainable form solutions. There were three investments with form services. With varied user requirements and the ability to reach customers, employees, and partners through web portals, a goal of form services is to reach all these users with better forms. SharePoint uses browser-enabled InfoPath forms that provide data connections, new controls, and better printing. Second, form services was developed to automate form-driven business processes. These processes include workflow, archiving, and information rights management. Finally, with form services, you can rapidly develop and deploy form solutions in the enterprise. Form services works on a common development platform with ActiveX, Windows Forms, and ASPX control. One of the top areas of concern with SharePoint 2007 is search capabilities. Microsoft Office SharePoint Server for Search 2007 is a subset of the complete SharePoint Server offering. SharePoint Server for Search will provide mid-market and departmental enterprise customers with core search capabilities, crawling content in common data repositories including file shares, websites, SharePoint sites, Exchange Server, and Lotus Notes. It can be extended to search other repositories using third-party or custom-built connectors. Why is search important to you? First, the search improvements now give the top results on the first page every time. Enterprise search is different from internet search. An optimal enterprise search solution improves productivity by quickly, smoothly, and securely connecting people with the right information so that they can effectively apply it to their organization's needs. It also allows organizations to deal with large amounts of content, addressing information overload and underload by giving information workers the right tools to make better decisions, find and instantly share the knowledge within the enterprise and beyond, and prevent duplication of content and effort. For example, you can search for office documents or line of business data. Enterprise search with SharePoint also has built-in security features. From extensive collaboration with Microsoft Research and MSN, a revamped ranking engine has been developed with new ingredients tuned for the enterprise. SharePoint provides a search center to assist with users' searches. In this demonstration, we're going to look at some of the new features of SharePoint, including the user interface and content management. Then we will look at the new Search Center and how to use forms. As always, security is a top concern within an organization. This also applies to the SharePoint portal. SharePoint 2007 introduces enhanced disaster recovery features such as the recycle bin. This is useful in document recovery, however, it can result in loss of important material if an unauthorized user is allowed to delete documents. With this in mind, the SharePoint user interface has some built-in security measures. Currently, we are logged on as the administrator, which gives us full control to the site. As an administrator, we have access to the recycle bin. Only users with the correct permissions will be able to access the Site Actions menu. The Site Actions menu allows the users to change site settings, including user account information. Therefore, it is important for these settings to be restricted to authorized users only. Amy Alberts is an intern in the marketing department. We want her to be able to read the information on our site, but we don't want her to be able to make any changes or access security information. If we log on as Amy Alberts, we can see that there is no recycle bin. We also don't have access to the Site Actions menu. Microsoft makes Enterprise Content Management a key component of its new Microsoft SharePoint Server 2007 platform, a solution designed to offer organizations an integrated, consistent way to control and protect documents, records, and web content from creation to archiving. With SharePoint 2007, you can centrally store, manage, and access documents across the enterprise. By storing and organizing all business documents and content in one central location, users have a consistent mechanism to navigate through and find relevant information. The Document Center is the central location within SharePoint where users can access any pertinent data. As an organization gets larger, the amount of information also increases. It's important for an organization to have a solution that allows for increasing document storage needs. SharePoint has built-in scalability within the document repositories. Documents are also organized with an easy-to-use tree view. With this view, users can manage large document sets by creating folders within the tree. SharePoint 2007 allows users to streamline everyday business activities. Users can take advantage of workflows to automate and gain more visibility into common business activities such as document review and approval, issue tracking, and signature collection. Integration with familiar Microsoft Office client applications, email, and web browser simplifies the user experience. On the main page of the Document Center, the user has access to upcoming tasks in a familiar format. All relevant user documents are listed up front for easy access. SharePoint also allows you to establish enterprise-approved content types. From this main page, you can perform a search for documents through metadata. Uploading a document to SharePoint is a simple procedure. First, we will drill down into the Documents page. From this page, we're going to upload a document called Vacation Policy. Office SharePoint Server 2007 has several features that provide improved control of access and versioning of documents. This includes the ability to enforce mandatory check-in and check-out of Office SharePoint Server 2007 content. Office SharePoint Server 2007 also supports minor versioning. Based on settings the site administrator specifies, users can also have the option to choose whether to increment the major or minor versioning when they check an edited document back into a document library. Users can also add version-specific comments when checking in the document. When uploading the document, you can choose to add it as a new version of an existing file. Version comments allow you to type comments about what, if anything, has changed with the version you're uploading. Once the document is uploaded, it is automatically checked out to you. In order for others to access it, you must check it in. SharePoint keeps track of the version number along with the date it was created and by whom. It also logs who modifies the file and when it was modified. Draft item security gives a site administrator the ability to review submitted content before making it visible on the site. This feature employs the improved versioning Office SharePoint Server 2007 now offers. Administrators can elect to review content submitted as minor or major versions before making it visible. Now we're going to open the document we uploaded to show the new features integrated into the document for versioning. When a document opens, SharePoint first checks user permissions to ensure additional security to sensitive material. Office SharePoint Server 2007 has features to support the distribution and reuse of content. Chief among these is the concept of live copies. A live copy is a document a user has copied to another SharePoint site location, yet it retains a pointer to the original document. When the original document is edited, Office SharePoint Server 2007 notifies the user, who has the option of updating the copy with those changes as well. In addition, Office SharePoint Server 2007 offers rendition support, which enables users to locate the same content that has been saved in a different file format. With offline access to Office SharePoint Server 2007 lists and document libraries, you can free yourself from limitations of corporate network connectivity. When you check out a document, it saves a copy to your local computer for offline editing. Integration with Microsoft Word allows users to capture metadata as part of the authoring process. This metadata is what is used by SharePoint during the search process. Several options are given to record information about the document. For example, you can type in keywords that relate to that document. Once we're finished with the document, we need to check it back in so that others can view our changes. SharePoint 2007 includes the ability to instantly connect people with information. SharePoint Enterprise Search incorporates people and business data along with documents and web pages to provide more comprehensive results. The Search Center provides a single integrated location for employees to find content, processes, people, and business data relevant to their specific needs. This enables people and organizations to make decisions more quickly based on the latest information and facts. The Search Center allows you to tab through different vertical search types, such as people and spreadsheets. In addition, the new Search Center has improved manageability. This is because there is a consistent search system across WSS version 3 and Office SharePoint Server 2007. You can perform searches for people. This search crawls across repositories. Customer data is pulled from the SAP system, which allows you to search for customers. You can also search for people from the employee directory. The Search Center is customizable with web parts. We can add any web part that we find relevant to the main page. For example, for the document search page, we can include the categories web part. For the people search, we're going to select the site users web part. This web part lists the groups of users authorized to use this site. As with modifying a document, whenever you make changes to a page within the SharePoint site, you will need to check it in. You can search for people by name, but you can also search using other keywords. In this example, we'll search for people in the finance department. By default, the results are organized by social distance. There's an option to have the results grouped by relevance instead of using the default view. You can also refine the search. For example, you have the option of refining the search by job title. All sites will display the people results in addition to any other information on the site that matches the search string. With SharePoint, there is revamped indexing management, which means that indexed content is immediately searchable. This way, whenever a document is added to the site, it will immediately appear in the search results. Searching also includes a "Did you mean?" feature. In the case that you misspell a word, you will be alerted to a word that is either spelled correctly or similar to your search string. If we misspell the word document, SharePoint will notify us that we could search for the correctly spelled word. SharePoint search also provides a best bet search result. The result that is closest to the search string will be displayed first. Another new feature with search is the alerts option. Let's say you're working on a project that relates to documents, and so you want to always have the most updated information on this search string. It wouldn't be very productive to continually run the search, so SharePoint includes an alert option to save you time. The alert title is what is included in the subject of the email notification sent for this alert. You can enter the people or email addresses to send the alerts to. You can choose when you want to be alerted. You can be notified if a new item is added that meets your search criteria. You can also choose to be notified when existing items in your search results are changed. Finally, you can choose to be alerted when either a new item is added or an existing item is changed. You can also specify whether you want to be alerted immediately when there is a change or if you would rather receive a daily or weekly summary message. We're going to cancel at this point, but if you were to click OK, an email message would be sent to you based on the alert settings. With really simple syndication, commonly known as RSS, it's easier to track changes to important lists and libraries. If you have an RSS reader, simply subscribe to this RSS feed and your reader will record the changes for you. You can also browse the RSS feed in your browser. Integration among Office 2007 products was a main goal in the design of the new Office suite. When we subscribe to this RSS feed, a link will be added in Microsoft Outlook 2007. We will now be able to view our search results within Outlook and see daily changes. Microsoft Business Intelligence is a complete offering that enables all decision makers to drive increased business performance. Business intelligence allows you to deliver mission-critical information throughout your organization to the right people at the right time in an easy-to-use format. Microsoft Business Intelligence solutions help you track and analyze financial, operational, customer, and human resource information across the organization. Business intelligence delivers information on the desktop in a familiar and easy-to-use Microsoft Office environment, allowing you to incorporate information from data warehouses, enterprise applications, and virtually any data source available across the enterprise. SharePoint is the BI portal and report center for users. SharePoint provides reporting capabilities out of box, optimized for report access and management. Throughout reports, spreadsheets, and other data, SharePoint provides consistent management. SharePoint is also integrated with SQL Server 2005 reporting services. The Report Center is the BI hub for Office SharePoint Server 2007. It makes new BI features easy to discover and use and provides a template for successful BI portals. Within the Report Center is a document library that is geared to reports. This allows BI, collaboration, and ECM to work together to provide a better customer experience. Using Office Excel 2007, which includes faster performance, significantly increased spreadsheet capacity, intuitive formula authoring using business terms, and advanced sorting and filtering, business intelligence supports advanced analysis that can lead to insight and better decision making. Excel Services, a new web-based version of Office Excel 2007 in the 2007 Microsoft Office system, enables your staff to manage, access, analyze, and share information more securely in a centrally managed environment. With live interactive Excel 2007 spreadsheets in SharePoint, users can share spreadsheets through a zero-footprint browser experience. Users have the ability to only publish what is needed, and SharePoint supports version control. Excel Services, part of Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, enables businesses to securely share spreadsheets across an enterprise, making spreadsheets available through a web browser with far greater control and manageability than has previously been possible. This server-side solution enables secure data sharing and logic reuse across the enterprise, providing a single, centrally managed version of a spreadsheet data for a single version of the truth. The author simply saves his or her spreadsheet to a SharePoint document library and grants specific users or roles access to the server-generated version of that spreadsheet in a browser. Excel Services provides two primary interfaces, a web-based user interface for viewing spreadsheets in a browser, and a web services interface for programmatic access. The web-based user interface, Excel Web Access, allows users to have both interactive and read-only access to spreadsheets in a web browser by means of DHTML. No ActiveX controls are used, nor is installation of the rich client necessary. The web services interface enables external server applications to directly access spreadsheet data, making use of their business logic without needing a developer to re-engineer it in code. In both cases, only the data that is specified by the spreadsheet author is available, while formulas and other business logic that underlie the data remains protected. In order to better understand Excel Services, it is also necessary to describe what it is not. First, and most importantly, it is not simply the Excel client hosted on a server. Excel Services is a new server technology designed from the ground up to be scalable and robust. It is also not a spreadsheet creation tool. Authoring spreadsheets requires the rich client Office Excel 2007. Users can, however, interact with spreadsheets through the Excel Services browser client, subject to the restrictions defined by the spreadsheet author, or programmatically through the Web Services API. This model provides the ability on the part of the spreadsheet author to build the spreadsheet the way he or she wants it and to restrict data consumers to only those interactions that the spreadsheet author chooses through the new browser-based access. Spreadsheet authors no longer have to use ad hoc means of sharing spreadsheets such as email. Emailing spreadsheets often results in multiple copies of a spreadsheet, essentially creating multiple versions of the truth, as well as exposing proprietary formulas and logic. Another important aspect of the Excel services model is that in a simultaneous multi-user scenario, each user has his or her own session in the server's memory. The server loads a read-only instance of the workbook in memory, and each individual user has a separate session representing his or her state. If a user applies a filter to a spreadsheet, other users are not affected by those changes, and their interactions do not modify the original file. This behavior is identical whether the spreadsheet is being viewed in a browser using the web-based user interface or programmatically through the web services interface. AMR research said, the Microsoft Foundation for Ubiquitous BI is now in place. They were referring to the Business Scorecard Manager, or BSM, which was launched on October 24, 2005. It has been certified by Norton and Kaplan's Balanced Scorecard Collaborative. Deployment of BSM costs an average of 20% to 50% less than competing BI deployments. The BSM allows for centralized authoring and access right management of scorecards and key performance indicators, or KPIs. You can also analyze issues because the BSM provides a contextualized analysis of scorecards, KPIs, reports, and unstructured data. Business management is also simplified through data-driven email notifications for scorecard and KPIs. A scorecard is an application used to align corporate strategy into an employee's actions. They are also an expression of corporate strategy. Finally, scorecards are an entry point to analysis for business users. Another BI tool is dashboards. A dashboard is platform software used to integrate reporting and analysis of users' needs. Dashboards allow for visualization of departmental initiatives. They are an integrated user portal to consume and use information. So what do we do with dashboards? Dashboards can be used to filter web parts and can be made relevant for each user. For example, you can filter to automatically show just your customers when you load the page. Using dashboards with the Report Center provides even more advantages. You can track and communicate goals, as well as reuse and enhance existing BI assets. Let's look at a demonstration of these BI features. In this demonstration, we're going to look at several aspects of Report Center, including dashboards, KPIs, and Excel services. The Report Center provides a central location for various business intelligence, or BI, and contains special document libraries for storing reports, lists, web parts, web part page templates, and .odc files. Within the Report Center, users can also search for items by using categories with a calendar of upcoming reports and subscribe to reports that they find relevant. Report Center is comprised of three main features: key performance indicators, or KPIs, dashboards, and reports. KPIs enable you to communicate goals and trends and track progress. The report library is designed to store files containing reports and dashboards and allow easy access to information from previous time periods. Improved business insight with SharePoint allows you to effectively monitor business drivers, empower better informed decisions throughout the organization, and proactively respond to important business events. One way this is demonstrated is in the ability to present business critical information in one central location. With SharePoint 2007, you can create live interactive BI portals that assemble and display business information from disparate sources by using integrated BI capabilities such as dashboards, web parts, KPIs, and business data connectivity technologies. Dashboards enable you to give a more detailed explanation of information using Excel workbooks and KPIs. Dashboard filters make it easy to select a range of information to view. Let's see how to create a dashboard while we explain the features of one. The page name will appear in the heading and on links throughout the site. This new dashboard will appear in the Reports library. Now we can choose whether or not to add a link to the new dashboard page in the left navigation bar. Finally, we can choose the page layout and which items will appear on the page. This will also create a new KPI list to include in our dashboard. By creating a dashboard, we are essentially providing a set of web parts that will make it easy to build data-driven charts and key visual indicators. Users can hook up data sources easily through the data source library and can manage a set of their own custom dashboards, find and sign up for existing ones, or have a set of dashboards available to them depending on their job role. These dashboards will also be available from each user's personalized My Sites. Now that we've created our dashboard, we can add features to make it usable. The KPI list web part gets data from lists, Excel workbooks, or manual data entry. It then displays a KPI, which is a visual cue that communicates the amount of progress made toward a measurable goal. By using KPIs, you can easily visualize answers to several questions such as, what am I ahead or behind on? How far ahead or behind am I? What is the minimum I have completed? You can get KPI data from a SharePoint list. Another way to get the data is through an Excel workbook. You can also get information from SQL Server 2005 analysis services. In this demonstration, we're going to get the KPI information from manually entered data. This is a simple method. However, in a business setting, it would be unnecessarily time-consuming to manually enter this data whenever a change occurred. A name must be entered for the KPI. You may also enter a description or other comments to explain the purpose of the indicator along with the current status explanation. Each area of a business may choose to track different types of KPIs depending on the business goals they are trying to achieve. For example, the sales department might use KPIs to set performance goals such as the number of new sales calls made per month. We're going to specify the current value of the indicator for our profit KPI. Once we've entered the current value of our indicator, we need to enter the indicator goal. This is the amount that we should try to achieve. SharePoint will display a green status icon when this goal is met. If this goal is not met, SharePoint will display a red status icon. In addition, we can specify the value that should signal a warning if our current indicator is not at least above that value. Once we've set these values, SharePoint will do automatic calculations to provide visualization of the current goals. Users can even drill down on the KPI items to see the detail behind the visualization. For instance, if the status of a KPI is red, which indicates a problem, Clicking that KPI will automatically take the user to a page that shows the trend of the KPI over time, what the thresholds are, and the data that was used to determine the current status of the KPI. SharePoint 2007 allows businesses to share data broadly while helping to protect sensitive information. Excel services running on Office SharePoint Server 2007 provides access to data and analytics in real time using interactive Microsoft Excel spreadsheets from a web browser. You can use these spreadsheets to maintain and efficiently share one centralized and up-to-date version while helping to protect any sensitive or proprietary information embedded in documents. Excel Web Access is a web part that displays data and charts from an Excel workbook, has a similar look and feel to Microsoft Office Excel, and provides a number of ways to customize the web part. You must first create an Excel workbook by using Office Excel 2007, and then save the workbook in Excel Services. In essence, Office Excel 2007 is the authoring tool, and Excel Services is the reporting tool. There are some steps we need to perform to enable SharePoint to use Excel services. First, you must create a trusted file location. This is performed from the Shared Services Administration. We already performed this step prior to this demonstration. Our trusted file location is our documents folder at http://moss.litwareinc.com/docs/documents. We're going to open a saved workbook and then publish the spreadsheet to Excel Services. We will save the file in our Documents folder location on the SharePoint site. As with all other documents, we need to check this file in after we've made changes. Now that we've made our sample spreadsheet available to Excel Services, we can add it to our dashboard. This step requires us to select the workbook to display on the front of our dashboard. Although you can't edit the cells in the Excel workbook and Excel services, you can interact with the data in a number of ways. You can view the latest formula results by recalculating the data in the workbook. Also, you can refresh live data from an external data source such as another workbook, a database, or an online analytical processing cube. Excel services allows you to navigate different worksheets, part of worksheets, or selected items in the workbook, such as a chart or an Excel table. In addition to sorting and filtering data, you can expand or collapse levels of data in a pivot table report. You can also temporarily change the values of cells by entering parameters to update the results of a formula or do simple what-if analysis. Finally, you can obtain different values or views by selecting data from another connected web part, such as a filter web part, or List View Web Part on a dashboard or other web part page. There are several key ideas you should take away from this session. The SharePoint 2007 vision specifies the goal of providing a single, unified, enterprise-ready solution that boosts organizational effectiveness by streamlining business processes and making information sharing intuitive and easy through the best integration with familiar desktop applications and tools. An enterprise content management solution needs to integrate document management, records management, web content management, and forms management. As part of the Office 2007 SharePoint servers, Microsoft provides comprehensive ECM capabilities to make its overall ECM vision available to all organizations. Finally, SharePoint is the BI portal and report center for users. SharePoint allows for data to be gathered in a single location where users can work more productively. The Report Center is the BI hub for Office SharePoint Server 2007. It makes new BI features easy to discover and use and provides a template for successful BI portals. To get more information on the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-100 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and it is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP, you can become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, system engineer, MCSE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, please welcome Carolyn McGrath, TechNet Relationship Marketing Manager.
For IT professionals, all the resources in the TechNet program will give you the support you need to be successful with our technology. Whether you are deploying new software, managing a server environment, or troubleshooting, TechNet has a resource for you. Use the web for immediate access to documentation, knowledge base, scripts, downloads, and more. Webcasts and events will give you deep insight into specific technology topics. Keep up to date with technology news using the TechNet Flash. This is a twice-monthly newsletter that you can customize to give you information about the specific technology that interests you. With more time to read, the TechNet magazine is an excellent resource offering in-depth articles written by industry-leading technologists. If you want to ensure that you have all of the essential resources at your fingertips, the TechNet subscription is for you. It includes full version software and betas so that you can evaluate our technology at your own pace. No time bombs, so your product analysis won't time out. It includes two complimentary telephone support incidents. Talk to Microsoft technical professionals to help you with whatever challenges you may encounter with the software. That is $500 worth of value. The TechNet subscription is a great value to all IT professionals. Finally, we have TechNet VLabs. Use this to get your hands on the technology in a hosted environment. You can explore how it works, run different scenarios, and have a full product experience without having to dedicate your time to deploy and manage the hardware to do so yourself. Overall, the TechNet program has all of the resources you need to get the most out of Microsoft technology. TechNet Plus subscription, what is it? Get hands-on experience with the technology through software and betas, including Office, Windows, and servers. Support when you need it, including two free telephone support incidents. Easy access to information via updates, utilities, white papers, knowledge base, and more. Work on your skills at your own pace. E-learning courses and training. The TechNet Plus subscription, that's what it is. Need support? Answers are standing by. You have a choice of three support offerings from Microsoft. Firstly, we have online and self-help. Choose from the TechNet website, the Security Center Online, Knowledge Base, Product Support Centers, the TechNet Script Center, News Groups, User Groups, and the TechNet Plus subscription. Secondly, we have assisted incidents. Assisted incidents include email support, phone support, phone support contracts, advisory services. Finally, contract-based support. Contract-based support is offered to organizations and consists of premier support or essential support. Thank you for listening to this TechNet session.